Back on In Focus, News Radio KMAN, Pottawatomie County Day on the show. And also coming up here in just a little bit, we'll hear from the Flint Hills Regional Leadership Program. Dee McKee is our guest here from Pottawatomie County Commission. We've also got Dustin Newman from Public Works and Janelle Ralph. And we're going to talk a little bit about the Green Valley Road here in Blue Township. And I know there's been a lot of discussion on that bridge, the Safe Routes to School grant here through KDOT. Is it KDOT that does the grant?
It's federal money, and it comes through KDOT. We had applied for it before, received it, and then when we decided to do a comprehensive build of Green Valley and Highway 24, we included it because the sidewalks ran through the process. Because it was federal money, it made the whole project have to serve under David Bacon finance rules, which kicked the whole project up a million something. So we took it back out and reapplied, separating it from the original additional engineering costs and all. About 3 weeks before we got to the bid, they told us, oh, you can do it the other way. Well, unfortunately, we already had redesigned it and had the bid wanting to move it forward. We bid the Green Valley Road construction and then yesterday and reapplied. And yesterday we received, or last, I guess it was probably given out last week, a note from KDOT that we would receive 80-20 money from the process to do the bridge and sidewalks, crossing light right in front of the Flint Hills Christian School, which incidentally is expanding and rebuilding. They've come up to talk to us, and they're going to probably double the grade school and then add to the high school and have a waiting list. They're not too slow to get after it, but there'll be a crossing light there, and then on their side, a sidewalk all the way down to the corner of Highway 24. And the shared project will be the county will pay out of the 80, the feds and state provide that money. The 20 part will be half from Blue Valley Township funds and half from the county funds. Hopefully, it will be in place by fall of 22 right now if we go after it. It was designed once, so we're not so far behind as we might, and we're going to see if we can get it to collaborate with the other project. It's always difficult to have two different sets of engineers doing something because one puts their altitude or their landing point at a certain and the other one comes other, and then you have to go up. So trying to do it comprehensively would be helpful. But that's a good thing for the area and answers a question that's been there all the time, that there will be a safe walking, crossing bike bridge on the west side of the Green Valley Bridge, and then there's a plan to make a third lane on the other side at some point in the future.
Okay. Yeah, Dustin or Janelle, I know that's a pretty narrow bridge there right now. Is the bridge going to have to expand any with this project?
Well, that's a good question. It is a narrow bridge, but I don't believe that that's part of the scope of the project right now.
Okay. So, the bridge then, I guess, is going to be separate from, or the sidewalk will be separate from the bridge itself.
It will be on the west side, and it may have supports and anchors that, make it up against the regular bridge. But we had that regular bridge on the plan, and when they came up with Green Valley and all of that, in order to get that safe turn lanes and improvements, I'm the one who said, let's take that federal money, the money that they floated this us that we can use and take it off that bridge and put it down at the corner because of the ever-increasing. This was even before the school was there. And it's always a hard judgment to say you're taking away something you know people want. But at that time, the corner and the turn lanes, there was an accident there this morning as I went through a back-ending fender bender. It's very tight. And when we start doing one side after the other, it's going to be really tough. People are going to have to drive. I always say, drive if you see somebody coming onto the road. Get over into the other lane and let them join you. Drive graciously is probably how I say it, but we'll have to work on that because it will be important to keep traffic flowing and getting through that in a safe and secure way as starting a little earlier and coming home a little late might be a reality for a little time.
Is that Green Valley Road, is that going to have to expand at some point to four lanes, or are we going to have to maybe get traffic flowing more onto XL Road? And I don't know if this is a question for Dee or the Public Works folks.
We will have to complete XL Road up to the school. There's no connection on from Harvest and XL. You have to go back down to Elbow Creek toward the highway and then go across and then go back up on Green Valley. That's the sole route, and that's the problem we've had when we talk about challenges of having a school there and its safety and security. It is not scheduled to get beyond the three lanes. And when you get up to Junietta, it is two lanes.
Mm-hmm.
And all the buses and all the ins and out of parents' cars and whoever else goes there, plus the teachers, you just have to take a look at it and go, that's going to be interesting. We didn't have it budgeted. We have a pretty good idea of the connective road that needs to be in there, but we have completely, we're obligated with projects, and the biggest problem is we do not have the inspectors that we need for these quality of roads to be there to add any more of them. The inspectors are our limitation when we're doing any of these state projects. So if there's anybody out there that's an inspector that wants to sign on to do some inspecting, we might have a job for you. somebody who's retired and just wants to do 30 hours a week or something. Anyway, we'll keep working on it. It is a growth area, and it needs to have these things. It isn't going to be, even if it develops and we cannot use the increased valuation to support the roads, it will be worse than it is. We're planning right now at a certain point. Right. Could be.
All right. Very good. We've got just a couple minutes left here. I might just ask you about the work session you held yesterday. What was discussed in that, and maybe just kind of briefly?
Oh, all right. Well, we were doing a review of the Highway 24 construction. There was a manhole cover and a second one. They're very deep for drainage over to the Blue River, back to the northwest of that corner, and decided that we could drop one of those manholes at that deep thing and angle by buying a little more right away and come out ahead. We're always looking for $30,000 or $40,000 savings or switching around, and so that was part of the discussion. The other one is Dyer Road over by the Little Rill is being, we're getting that road rebuilt after all the traffic were carried on that when the dam was closed. And it is a collaboration with the state. There's a very cute and good restaurant down there, the Little Grill, and the Little Grill is on the curve, and they have been always parking across the road. And we tried very hard to get the Corps of Engineers to let us have just some of their dirt that's just north of their building for parking lots so nobody had to cross the road. But it seems like when you're dealing with a federal agency of the Corps of Engineers, it takes more than an act of Congress, I think, to change it. So we didn't get that piece. So they're arranging to have an actual turn-in instead of a constant road opening. You know, there was no stop point, and we were redesigning it to make the walkway toward the cars where they will go. And there's one tube that's under the road they've discovered is not quality enough, so it's a change order. And the question of that change order was greatly discussed, why it wasn't known by the designers in the first place and put into the operation. But I think we worked it all out to the hopeful satisfaction of both the citizens who use it and the owners who are staying in business over there.
Yeah.
Technical discussions and things like that.
Okay. Well, we always appreciate you guys coming out and talking with us here and keeping us up to date on what's going on, and we'll look forward to getting an update next month. I don't know if it'll be UD or if we'll have Pat or Greg on. Always appreciate talking to all three of you.
Well, we do this in rotation depending on what is it. Since the election last fall, I sort of took a hiatus, but I think we all enjoy coming just to say what we can think and get asked questions by the public if they want to understand what we're doing.
All right. Well, thank you also to Dustin and Janelle. Appreciate it, guys.
Thank you, guys.
That'll wrap up our this portion of the program. Stay tuned. We'll hear from the Flint Hills Regional Leadership Program up next on KMAN.